Hello, everybody. Welcome to Columbus Desi Radio. We broadcast every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern at 98.3 and 92.7 FM. We also do reruns Saturday, same time, same place. This is Tarang, your host for this program for today. Our team, as you know, has Nitin, Sandhya, Tony, and of course, Khan. Hindi movies are known for their song and dances. We have poets, lyricists weaving words of love, happiness, sadness, and all other kinds of emotions and situations. Then there are music composers who compose phenomenal tunes to these lyrics. And so then emerges some immortal song. And we play those songs on radio, television, personal devices, and whatnot. In the yesteryears, one would hear strains of these songs anywhere and everywhere. Patli patli galiyon mein, sadkon pe, dukaanon mein, restaurants mein, har jagah baj rahe hote the ye gaane. However, in gaano ke chakkar mein, what sometimes gets overlooked is the richness of pure instrumentals in Hindi cinema. In background scores, casting music, and sometimes in the storyline itself. Toh aaj ke program mein, songs nahi bajenge. Aaj ke program mein, music hoga sirf. Chahe wo casting music ho, chahe wo kisi movie ka koi instrumental ho, that's the theme for today. I personally enjoy this collection a lot and I really badly wanted to present it. Ye 1.5 saal se main soch rahi hun ki main isko banaungi, and the whole thing started actually usse bhi zyada nahi, 2 saal se. Ever since we thought of the theme and the opening music of actually, Columbus Desi Radio. We open each time with the theme from the New Dawn, the New Dawn franchise. And that we like to call it our signature tune. I hope each time we play it or each time it comes on, that theme makes you think of Columbus Desi Radio. And uske baad se I had been thinking ki bhai aise kitne sare म्यूज़िकल पीसेज हैं जिनको सुन के आपको उस मूवी के बारे में बहुत कुछ याद आता है, एंड वी शुड डू अ शो ऑन दैट. तो आज उसका नंबर आ गया. सो माय ओपनिंग नंबर टुडे इज़ फ्रॉम द मूवी शोले, दैट वाज रिलीज्ड इन 1975. दिस इज़ द कास्टिंग म्यूज़िक ऑफ शोले. सो द मूवी ओपन्स विद दिस म्यूज़िक, और रादर आई शुड से द म्यूज़िक, it's a minute or two or maybe a few seconds after the opening shot, which is of a train arriving into a small village station, and then a man gets down from that train and somebody has come to receive him to take him to the village. To shuru mein zara sa dialogue hai, jailer sahab aaiye, aur wo koi usko jailer sahab ko thakur sahab ke yahan le jane aaya hai, and then the signature Shole theme music starts. So let's listen to that.
कातिल साहब
आइए. जल साहब आइए.
Thank you.
this music plays during the opening credits of the movie Sholay from 1975. The music was composed by R.D. Burman, and the theme has a very Western vibe to it, just like the movie itself, which seems to be a take on some kind of spaghetti Western served with desi tadka. There is a whistle that plays towards the end of this music, and it reminds me of a signature tune of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And then there is this guitar strumming throughout, which actually is said to have started the initial thread of the music in R.D. Burman's head. That guitar strumming has been done by Mr. Bhanu Gupta, who's an accomplished musician. He also played the signature mouth organ tune in that movie, which was picturized on Amitabh Bachchan and was a little theme between Amitabh Bachchan and Jaya Bhaduri's relationship in the movie. Next, I'm going to play the music from Mughal-e-Azam from 1960. That's also, I think, the opening music, the opening credits of that movie. It's a very signature tune. Listen to it. What grand and thrumming piece of music. मैं कभी कभी सोचती हूँ इस तरह की ट्यून्स को शायद कभी प्रॉपर रिकग्निशन नहीं मिलता, या मिलता है इसीलिए मेरे जैसे लोग इन ट्यून्स को जानते हैं. आई डोंट नो, बिकॉज दीज ट्यून्स दे आर डिफ़िकल्ट टू फाइंड. ये किसी रिकॉर्ड में ईजिली नहीं होती. कैसेट्स में गाने होंगे लेकिन बैकग्राउंड स्कोर नहीं होगा, या वो पहले चित्रहार वगैरह आता था उसमें गाने आते थे, ट्यून्स थोड़ी आती थी. बट इमेजिन इट्स ट्यून्स लाइक दीज दैट सेट द टोन ऑफ द मूवी. कि आप थिएटर में गए, सीट पे बैठे, लाइट्स डिम हुई और इस तरह का म्यूज़िक शुरू हुआ. यू इंस्टेंटली नो यू आर अबाउट टू वॉच समथिंग ऑफ absolute heavy duty weight, so to speak. This was K. Asif's grand historic drama Mughal-e-Azam in 1960 that still draws comparisons of the best of the best. The music was by Naushad, and this casting music itself, it sets the tone of the historical war and drama-like theme of the movie with layers of musical sitars mixed with trumpets, and of course, it seems like a very grand orchestra. The story goes that K. Asif, he initially presented his desire for grand music to Naushad with loads of money, which offended his artistic sensibilities. But eventually they reconciled and a movie masterpiece was created. So Naushad was born in Lucknow in 1919. And I didn't know this. I discovered that while I was looking up things about Naushad, that he was taken as an assistant by Khemchand Prakash, who he considered as one of his gurus. And listeners, if you have heard some of our previous episodes, you would know that Khemchand Prakash is the creator of Aayega Aane Wala, that was sung by Lata Mangeshkar more than 50 years ago. And she rose to fame with that song. It's still one of her best songs ever. Aayega Aane Wala from the movie Mehel. And I did not know of this connection that Khemchand Prakash sort of was the creator of Naushad in a way. And Lata also in a way. And then Naushad, of course, I think he famously told Lata to create her own style. And Lata evolved further from her Aayega Aane Wala recognition. Let's move on to our next presentation. And this is from the movie Silsila that was released in 1981.
Thank you.
This was from Silsila from 1981. I included this here to emphasize the score by Shiv Hari. Both of them well-known, accomplished classical musicians. Pandit Hari Prasad Chaurasia was born in 1938 in Allahabad. He's well-known for his expertise with the flute. And Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma was also born in the same year in Jammu in Kashmir. He is known for his expertise with santoor. The musical theme is santoor-based, only fitting with these two as the composers, I suppose. They've also composed music for other movies like Dar, Lamhe, Chandni, incidentally, all of them directed by Yash Chopra. In fact, in Chandni, there is a musical piece that Sridevi dances to. Again, it's a plain instrumental with no lyrics. And speaking of dances to music, Vaijanti Mala in Amrapali, Wahida Rahman with her snake dance in Guide, Urmila Matondkar in Rangila, Madhuri Dixit and Karishma Kapoor in Dil To Pagal Hai, they have all danced to beautiful instrumental pieces, which those pieces don't always feature in CDs or cassettes jo pehle aate the. But the dances are worth watching and the pieces are worth listening to. Next, I'm going to play an instrumental from the movie Shalimar, which was released in 1978. Now, this instrumental, it's not opening credits or casting music. Casting or theme music to gana tha actually, Mera Pyar Shalimar, sung by Asha Bhosle. But this instrumental is also part of the movie. It is in the backdrop of Zeenat Aman and Dharmendra. And you really don't listen to it easily. Milta nahi hai aasani se sunne ko. And I chanced across it and I just decided we have to include this. And for those of you who have heard this piece, you will enjoy listening to it again. For those of you who haven't, you will also enjoy, because this is a very dreamy piece by R.D. Barman Sahab.
Thank you.
I think the only thing wrong with this piece is that it ends. It is so beautiful. Or maybe I find it extraordinarily beautiful. But anyway, this movie was actually quite the flop in its initial release, this Shalimar from 1978. It had a worldwide cast and it included the likes of Rex Harrison, but it was a major flop. But the music by R.D. Burman was a hit. The movie had a very interesting title track, like I mentioned before I played this number. But here I chose this slow, dreamy number because R.D. Burman is more known for his upbeat, rhythmic songs, but he has given a variety of music. He has given classical music. He has given this kind of slow, sweet, melodious tune. He's done every kind of, every genre, I would say. So, is piece ke baad, abhi mera dimaag thoda chal nahi raha. नहीं नहीं इस पीस के बाद भी अच्छा है ओके मोहब्बतें फ्रॉम 2000 दैट्स व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू प्ले नेक्स्ट सो दिस वाज कंपोज्ड बाय जतिन ललित आई वुड से क्वाइट फिटिंग बिकॉज दे आर आर्डेंट फैंस ऑफ आर.डी. बर्मन दे हैव क्रिएटेड अ रियली नाइस ट्यून फ्रॉम मोहब्बतें Well known as ardent fans of R.D. Burman, like I said, this score from Mohabbatein aptly justifies the talent of Jatin Lalit. They also belong to the clan of Pandit Jasraj, who is their uncle. So music is in their blood. Another dreamy romantic tune that complements the blossoming love of the couples in the movie. Actually, the main people in this particular piece are Shah Rukh Khan and Aishwarya Rai, who is no more in that movie. The character is dead, but she sort of is his theme, his inspiration, I should say, to do what he does in the movie. Other notable hits of Jatin Lalit are Jo Jeeta Wahi Sikandar, of course, Dil Wale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge, Raju Ban Gaya Gentleman, Yes, Boss. So, Jatin Lalit are also very talented. Chaliye, aaj ki agli theme ki taraf chalte hain. Mujhe bahut zyada maza aa raha hai. 5 themes baja chuki hoon aur abhi bahut sari aur bajaungi. So, you are listening to Columbus Desi Radio on 98.3 and 92.7 FM. Every evening we broadcast, every Thursday we broadcast at 6 p.m. Eastern, and every Saturday we rerun the show at 6 p.m. Eastern. You can also catch us on podcast and media player through www.columbusdcradio.com. So the next theme is from the movie Curse, which was released in 1980. This theme also, I think I have played it in some episode before, but it is such a signature tune, and it is central to the plot of the movie. Let's listen to it. Music composed by Lakshmikant Pyarelal with this signature tune that is central to the theme of the entire movie, like I said. The original actor Raj Kiran, he is listening to this tune on radio when he is murdered. And then his reincarnation, Rishi Kapoor's first brush with his past, is with this tune. They say the tune is borrowed from an English tune, but I would say nakal ke liye bhi akal chahiye aur ye tune bahut achhi hai. It is played on electric guitar by Gorakh Sharma, who is Pyarelal's brother. Ugly tune. Oh, isko kaise na include karein? We play the new dawn theme each time in our episode, composed by none other than Shankar Ehsaan Loy. But today I decided we are going to play the original version, courtesy Kalyanji Anandji. In fact, the song Main Hoon Dawn from the newer movie has been taken off from this tune rather than the original song. Masterpieces, both versions. तो नया वाला तो हम बजाते ही हैं, आज पुराना वाला सुनते हैं, फ्रॉम डॉन ऑफ 1978 स्टारिंग अमिताभ बच्चन. Title track of The Dawn of 1978, composed by Kalyanji Anandji. Dawn, of course, was played by Amitabh Bachchan as a cold, ruthless, but a very suave man. 1978 was actually quite the year for Amitabh Bachchan. He had 4 back-to-back releases, all of them blockbusters. मुकद्दर का सिकंदर, डॉन, त्रिशूल एंड कस्मे वादे. नो वंडर ही इज़ द सुपरस्टार ऑफ ऑल सुपरस्टार्स. तो अगले थीम की तरफ चलते हैं, एंड द नेक्स्ट वन इज़ फ्रॉम फैशन फ्रॉम 2008. आई हैव टू से दिस थीम इज़ लॉन्ग कंपेयर टू द अदर वंस आई हैव प्लेड सो फार, बट इट्स अ वेरी सिग्नेचर ट्यून. वो बजते ही आपको समझ में आ जाता है कौन सी मूवी आने वाली है. वेरी वेल कंपोज्ड. this was fashion from 2008, when a musical theme can convey glamour and pathos all at the same time, just with play of notes. The theme also has a very ramp-like beat, which fits with what the movie is about. It tells of the life of models, or the world of modeling, with its glitz, its glamour, its insecurities, and its emptiness in a way. Lovely movie with lovely background score. Our next on this list is the background score of a movie called Ashok or Ahsoka from 2001. Movie bahut zyada nahi chali, lekin movie achhi thi. Rather, I should say movie in a way thodi polarizing si thi. Jinko bahut pasand aayi, unko bahut pasand aayi. Jinko nahi pasand aayi, unko bilkul nahi pasand aayi. But the movie had great songs and it had great music. And it captured the atmosphere very well of what they were trying to show. Listen to this. This was background score for the movie Ashok in 2001 by Sandeep Chowta. This movie, it documents the early life of Emperor Ashok before the War of Kaling. So the movie is part historical and part fantasy. And if you have watched the movie, this movie has this old, ancient, misty feel around it the entire time. And I just feel that the music, the background score, captures that mood very well. The movie stars Shah Rukh Khan and Kareena Kapoor. So Kareena Kapoor's character is fictitious. Shah Rukh Khan portrays Ashok, which is real. The fact that King or Prince Ashok was a warrior and he fought many battles is true. And then is this famous historical war, the Kaling War, which saw lots of death and devastation. And that, they say, converted him to nonviolence. And then he embraced Buddhism and he popularized Buddhism in Southeast Asia. So Ashok the Great was real, lived around 300 BC, and is one of the greatest rulers from the Indian subcontinent. This was from the movie Ashok. Next, I have for you the theme from Lagan. I have to include this. This is one of the best music given by A.R. Rahman, I think. Far better than the one he gave for Slumdog Millionaire, for which he happened to get an Oscar. Personally, I think Lagan is one of his best musical collections, I would say, because every song and every theme, the movie doesn't have one, it has several, and every theme is very well composed. So here is one of them. This is the theme music of the movie Lagan. I think this piece of music has the same majesty as Mughal-e-Azam. there is something about the multi-layered music that lends itself to grandeur, and you can't just wait for the drama to unfold. That's what I feel. So this was Lagaan from 2001, created and composed by A.R. Rahman. Last but not the least, I'm going to play a little piece from Bahubali for you. Bahubali was released in 2015. Another movie with brilliant storyline, imagination, grandeur, and the music was phenomenal too. Composed by M.M. Cream or M.M. Keeravani. I hope I said that correctly for the movie by S.S. Rajamouli. This is contemporary cinema going back to Legends of Kings and Queens. Amazing movies. Teen movies. Hain. Anybody from the Indian subcontinent would know what these movies are. And actually even outside, the movies were hugely popular outside of the Indian subcontinent too. So this was our theme for today. Movie instrumentals, background scores, music from opening credits, characters, depicting characters, specific themes in certain movies. Of course, I could not play those little sequences for very famously Mogambo, Gabbar. Unki tune aati hai, aapko pata chal jata hai, ye wale actors aane wale hain, ya ye wala character aane wala hai. So this was what I had for today. And before I close, I always close, or we always close, mostly with the same theme. Kabhi kabhi hum gaane se bhi close karte hain, but mostly our opening and closing theme is the theme of the New Dawn, composed by Shankar Ehsaan Loy. And I'll tell you a little bit of trivia about its association with Columbus Desi Radio. When we were initially designing Columbus Desi Radio, this theme was suggested to us by Nitin. He came up with the idea ki kuch dhinchik bajate hain lekin kuch Indian hona chahiye. To humne badi der tak debate kiya ki kya bajaye, and then finally we settled on this, and I think he made a brilliant choice, and we are all in love with this little piece of the redo of Dawn, so to speak. So that's all I have for today. Goodbye, and come back for our next show.